Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hey guys, you are listening to episode number 55 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. How y'all doing out there? Our little home has been hit with a sickness. Two out of three kiddos have been pretty sick the last few days here. And so you know how that goes. It sucks. It's hard to see the little ones be sick. And at the same time, I'm like doing all that I can to make sure that I don't get sick. Because when mom goes down, it's just rough all around, right? And I have a big performance this weekend with my cheerleaders, and I have to be on my A game for them to perform at this. So all the good, healthy vibes coming my way. I'm feeling strong, feeling good, but you know, any more healthy vibes you can give me would be appreciated. All right, so let's dive into today's episode. You're going to hang in with me on this one. It might blow your mind in some ways, and some of you might be like, I don't know about this girl. I don't know what she's talking about here. So just hang in there with me, be open and receptive, and just try to cling on to anything that is like, huh, that's interesting. I've never thought of it like that. Like those little aha moments is what we're looking for today. Transformation begins when you start to do this thing. This thing, which may sound so basic, so silly, so like, yeah, right, but it is. Transformation begins when you start to speak to yourself differently. Your words are sending signals to your body right now. Every single time you speak out loud, even your thoughts, you are creating different signals that release different chemicals throughout your body. And so it's not about positive affirmations all day long. I want to be careful of saying that. I'm not saying you got to be happy-go-lucky all day long. But I will say transformation starts to begin really when you pay attention and hone into how you are speaking and thinking and how it kind of ties together. When your thoughts, your words, your action are all in alignment with where you want to go, that's how you know you're like on the track. You're on the right track. You have these goals in mind. Your thoughts, your actions, everything's aligning. Not 100% all the time, but most of the time. Now, most people walk around on autopilot all day long, creating the same emotions, creating the same day over and over and over. It's the same life over and over. Yet, they want something to be different in their life. Here's where the transformation begins. It's not just about positive thinking or affirmations. It's about using language so it can tell your body and brain a different story, a new story, create new neural pathway connections that is in alignment with where you want to go, not doing the opposite. Not saying the opposite thing of what you want to do. You start to become more aware of what's being programmed daily, and then you start to interrupt it. That is where real transformation will start to begin. When we start to do this, it's going to set off a chain reaction. So think about it like this. Every time you say, I'm tired, you're instructing your body to manifest more of I'm tired. You don't want to be tired, right? But you keep telling yourself you are. So what kinds of signals are you giving your brain and your body if you're repeating over and over, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired? Your body's going to be like, okay, we're tired, we're tired, we're tired. Your brain and body are listening. Your nervous system, even your cells, like everything is listening to you. To make a shift, you're going to want to start breaking the habit of your everyday autopilot. I'm going to say that again and let that sink in. To make a shift, you're going to want to start breaking the habit of your everyday autopilot. and kind of creating a new path, a new pathway. It's time to start walking a little bit different. If you don't want to continue with the way things are, you need to stop living in the familiar past, in the same day over and over. The point is growth, feeling better in your body, feeling lighter overall, experiencing more energy, more joy, more heartfelt, genuine love, more connection with nature, with God, with others. Your thoughts, your language, everything we're using like that has most definitely has an impact on our overall well-being. Now, I know some of you out there may be like, that just, whatever, that doesn't even make sense. Let me tell you, the amount of research that I have done and the amount of just learning from this, I can speak to this from experience too. Your thoughts, your language has an impact on your overall well-being. Once we start to connect these dots, that's when shift happens. Here's a little example I can think of when it comes to using your language wisely and a pattern I've noticed at the gym. So I'm a personal trainer, and at the gym, in our community, there is quite a bit of like older, seasoned people. And I've noticed this trend. I'm always so curious when it comes to aging. Like, what's the difference of someone who is walking in that's super like fit and they're older and they're getting it in the gym versus someone who may be the same age and can't even move? Like, is it just luck? Is it just genetics? Is there something else at play at here? That's what intrigues me. And one thing I have noticed, I geek out about it a little bit here, is the ones who are kind of on it and who look like they have a pretty healthier body, and the way that they talk is what I've noticed a difference in. So I might hear something like, oh, I need to work out. I'm getting stronger, like more neutral things like that. Like, I'm here to get stronger. And then I might hear someone else be like, I suck. I'll never get this. Things like that. And so it's just, I've been so curious about the way people talk to themselves and to others, the words that they say, and how they actually feel. And you may think that, well, if I felt good, then I'll speak good. Then I'll start to speak well to myself. Then I'll really start to. But I think that thinking is backwards. If you start to train your brain and your body to have these more conscious language, conscious thoughts, and kind of program it to start thinking in this way, that will lead to the more intentional results. Is that making sense? It's making sense in my brain here, but as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, are you following me here? Once we connect these dots that your thoughts and your language has an impact on your overall well-being, shift happens. We're not waiting for the end result to feel good. We are training our body and our brain to start feeling good within the process. If you're wondering why things aren't changing for you, consider if you've changed the signals that you're offering to your brain and your body. I mean, how many times a day are we saying the words, I'm tired, over and over throughout the day? So here's your challenge. For 24 hours, agree to speak differently to yourself and out loud. Instead of I'm tired, let's try to reframe that and say, when you catch yourself, you can say something like, I'm working on increasing my energy. Notice how I didn't go from negative, from like, oh, I'm tired, blah, 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 to never mind, I feel great. Like, that is such a wild jump that it doesn't even feel real in your brain. It doesn't feel honest and true. So saying something more neutral, having more conscious language, like I'm working on increasing my energy. Can you feel that difference in your body? You just saying I'm working on increasing my energy versus I'm so freaking tired right now. You know? It's interesting because it's not like I said where you want to just flat out just like lie to yourself and just use positive language all of the time and happy-go-lucky. It's not about that. It's about using your language to help shift and send different signals to strengthen new neural pathway connections. If you're wanting change, if you don't want change, forget this. Live the same life over and over again. But I'm guessing that that's not you. I'm guessing that you're wanting a little turn up. I'm guessing that you're wanting to break out of the norm and do something a little different to feel more energy. So why not try this? Why not try for 24 hours to speak differently, to think differently, to send different signals, to kind of interrupt your autopilot? Again, it's not about faking it or pretending or just positive vibes. It's about intentionally using language to help shift the signals and strengthen new neural pathway connections that will help you to feel better along the journey and not just cross your fingers and wait for the end result and then say you feel good. You see what I'm saying? This is kind of a mind twister, I guess you can say, if you haven't stepped into the world of more conscious language, more being intentional with the way you speak, kind of learning the back end of transformation. So if this sounds a little wild for you, just take the challenge. Just try it. Why not? I would love to hear what has happened through that after the 24 hours, what you realized. Maybe you're catching yourself in moments where you're repeating the same thing over and over, like the example of I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And you start to recognize how many times a day you actually say that and how that is signaling to your body and your brain that you are tired when you don't want to be tired. If you don't want to be, we can say something like, I'm working on increasing my energy. And then guess what? Your brain starts to be more open and receptive to the ways that you can increase your energy. I get so like, what? Mind blown. Yes, your brain is incredible. It is constantly looking for these reassurances. It's constantly looking for the ways to prove itself right. And so if you're saying you're tired all day long, it's going to look for those ways. If you're saying, how can I increase my energy? Or I'm working on increasing my energy. It's going to start to look for and scan for more of those kind of things. And that's what we want. So I know this episode was a little twist and turny. And again, maybe you haven't really thought about it in this type of way, but that's what I'm here for, to show up to you and give you something a little bit different, something for you to think harder on and be more intentional with when it comes to your body and your brain and how to have complete transformations in your life. And this is one of those things that I think are like, it's like a secret, for real. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.